live.
As they say in the circus, we're live. Welcome. So we've been having some audio issues. We're going to kind of do this natively here. This is typically a podcast that we record, and it's, you know, professional recording, but we're having some mic issues. So we're just going to do this as a separate live Facebook entity, but we're going to get it in. We're going to talk about it. So what is... Oh, wait. All right. We need... Hank Mobley. Mr. Yeah. Mobley. Right here, the recent score.
Yeah.
The little vinyl pickup recently. Mr. Hank Mobley, two album LP set. Very nice. Hank's always coming through. When in doubt, Hank Mobley is there to love you.
Okay, I doubt this is coming straight off the board. We were going to give it an attempt here tonight, but we can't seem to get his phone system there to recognize it. So I'm just playing the record sort of in the background through my headphones, which are located near the phone. Hopefully you can hear a little bit of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're presently hearing me through the microphone or just through the cell phone itself. We were going to talk about briefly something that I kind of Facebooked today and put up on my own blog, which had largely to do with, because I don't know which way were you going here.
Yeah,
let me pull this over here like this.
We can go wherever we want.
Yes, we can. The thing about it is that I made the joke that a lot of these corporate radio entities are doing the best they can to do whatever they're trying to do to preserve radio stations, terrestrial radio in general, and particularly a lot of these AM radio stations that have been hung out to dry.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
And what's happening is the dial, if you may have noticed, especially in the major markets, is being littered with variations on things we already have.
Yeah.
So you've got, sports talk, sports talk, sports talk. Mm-hmm. Not just on the FM, but on the AMs.
Yeah.
Some of them simulcasting what they're doing. And then there's the low-power FMs, what they call the HD signals. And those are becoming largely jukeboxes carrying just variations on the same product. Mm-hmm. And what you're not really getting is any variation from the slices of the pie that they're trying to make money from. So, problem is that so much for diversity, right?
Yeah, well, everything's homogenized. And that's what we're talking about with our shows here, with the Neon Beat and with Neon Jazz. We can use the Good American Songbook and some jazz on the radio waves.
Yep, that's true.
I remember years ago, how long has it been? 2 or 3 years now, they had that comedy channel.
Yeah.
Here in Kansas City.
Oh, that's right.
That was beautiful.
What happened there, I'll tell you what happened with that one. That was in fulfillment of a contractual obligation.
And then they put sports talk on.
Yep.
As if we needed another talking couple of bozos sitting around talking about whether or not a team's going to win or lose.
Yeah, I think there's like four or five variations just in this market alone here in Kansas City.
Yeah, easily.
It's just it's competition for the biggest pieces of the pie is what it is.
Yeah.
And the diversity, such as jazz or other forms of music like I play, which are standards, have really taken a back seat. And in particular, the older crowd is being left out in the cold with regards to choices. It's interesting that that happens because they tell us that 50-plus... in age group, 50 plus in age group is actually the most viable. That's where all the money is.
That's who buys products.
Yep.
And the big products, the big cars and the fancy
stuff. Most of the nation's wealth lies in my age group.
Yeah. I was talking to a guy today and he brought this up specifically. He was a jazz fan and he brought it up in the context of us talking about La La Land, which is a great film. And it's the main character, Gosling's character.
Ah, you're talking about the film, yeah.
Yeah, about the film. And it's just his way of trying to fit himself into the modern realm of jazz, but preserving that old school level of jazz, which the beauty of the film, at the end of the day, is that jazz is a part of the conversation. And personally, with Neon Jazz, as you know very well, I love blending in the modern with the old. You need to understand where you came from to know where you're going.
Yeah.
And I think it's fine to introduce new sounds and new ways of doing things, but This cat today was saying, why don't we in Kansas City have a 24/7 jazz channel? And that has been the mystery of me since we began this in 2011. The fact that there's not a ever-present radio entity that's giving us jazz on a regular basis in a town that brought the world bird.
Right.
I don't get it.
In a jazz town. Yeah. I don't figure it either.
And the jazz world in Kansas City is booming. You go to the Green Lady Lounge on Friday or Saturday night, and you're going to see how the jazz scene is doing, and it is alive and thriving. That's all I can say.
There's one fellow I want to send out accolades to, and that's my friend Mr. John Hart at the Bridge, 90.9 out of Warrensburg. That was his brainchild in putting that station together, and the kind of variety that gives us some new bands and some new talent now and again. On the air.
The Bridge is probably the best radio station in Kansas City, hands down.
Yep, and it's in Warrensburg.
Yeah, and they're over there on McGee, aren't they? Aren't they in Midtown? They moved up here.
I didn't know.
Yeah, they're under the KCPT umbrella. They're here.
Okay.
In KC.
Well, that's how out of date I am with their stations. But anyway,
they still have commercials. Out
of Warrensburg. That's an example of a station I think trying to do something original.
It's progressive. It's good. I dig it. And the music's always top notch. They know how to curate music. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
So
all right,
it's good.
I don't know how much of this great album you can hear.
Come up here, Jack. Everybody, come here. Meet Jack. Meet Miles. This is Jack right here.
Hey.
He's a fan.
Hey.
And this guy right here, Miles. Here, come on over here.
Yeah, get this out of the way.
Hey, what's up?
Just say, hey, what's up, Kansas City?
What's up?
Anybody that happens to be tuning in. Here at what we call Signal Hole in Kansas City.
Yes, Signal Hole, the home of radio and more radio.
Stepping over the cat pan just to get into the door.
That's right.
Okay, we just got done with Neon Jazz Shows number 475 and 76.
76.
Man, you are cranking them out, my friend.
We're getting there. We're getting near 500. I still don't know what we're going to do, and it may be the day of where I just decide, hey, this is it.
Yeah.
I may just walk in here and say this will be the shortest show in the world. I want you. Oh, my God. Just
and
like
it was.
That.
And just like that,
just
they put
like
it
that.
Into our show.
Improv. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk in here. I'm going to put in The Birth of the Cool by Miles Davis, and I'm just going to give you a pie, and you can just take it right in my face.
And I'll play some Sinatra or Tony Bennett, and then you can slap me with a big old cream pie.
We did it our way, my friend.
Well, as we say, that's a take, and enjoy the music, my friends.
That's right, my friends. Timing!
Timing!
Neon Jazz.